The drive to draw more young women into science, technology, engineering, and math has been gaining momentum in recent years. Iowa Public Radio's Rob Dillard introduces us to a program that ensures low-income girls are given a chance at the so-called STEM fields.
Many of the girls Nancy Marazzi works with are beginning at ground zero when it comes to computers.
Most of them are pretty new in the country. So we've had to start with, hey, what is an email address?
Marazzi is herself an immigrant, arriving in Des Moines from Kenya in 1997. Her effort to encourage newly located to the U.S. girls to get out of the house and try something unfamiliar began as a dance class.
Girls are expected to stay home, you know, to help out in the house, do laundry, take care of their younger siblings. And I realized that these girls, that's all they did.
The initiative has evolved into a program called Pursuit of Innovation 515, more commonly known among its participants as PI 515. The scope of it has also grown to include low-income at-risk students, no matter their family histories.
We've noticed that there's a lot of kids who are really intelligent and smart. Just nobody has reached out to them and told them, hey, can you pursue that or can you look into that? And maybe even if you don't like it, you'll say, at least I tried it.
Marazzi launched PI 515 in 2014. It operates with modest resources and a group of corporate volunteers as it sets out to teach middle and high school girls how to build websites, create video games, and learn computer coding. The weekly class captivated the imagination of 7th grader Haley Ceballos.
We started doing coding. It actually was fun. I thought it was going to be boring and hard and annoying. It is. But it's actually pretty fun.
Haley has become a leader in the class, the girl others turn to when lost in coding or stumped while uploading pictures. She'd like to pursue a STEM-related field. If she needs inspiration to stay involved, she can look to former PI 515 student Trixie Legat. Trixie is at the University of Iowa now, majoring in biomedical engineering with the goal of becoming a neurosurgeon. She says she learned to solve problems in the program, something she says boys are encouraged to do more than girls.
They just grow up being taught to critically think and to solve problems, and girls are more tailored towards learning about how to be a better housewife and how to take care of their family.
A program such as PI 515 depends heavily on up-to-date technology, so to keep it operating is a challenge for Nancy Marazzi.
I had every single reason to give up. The first year, anytime I applied for anything, it was full of rejection. And it has surprised me in terms of how I have become resilient.
Lately, she's drawn the attention of some of the biggest names in the Des Moines area high-tech community. Facebook donated money for laptops. One of the region's most successful startups, Dwolla, and its founder, Ben Milne, provided cash support. The social game developer Hatchlings held a worldwide fundraiser for PI 515. Its founder, Brad Dwyer, says he saw it as an investment in the next generation of entrepreneurs.
Even if you come from a very poor family, if you learn technology, you can get a high-paying job and move up, and then, you know, your kids can be afforded some benefits that you didn't have. And so I think that that's kind of the story of America.
The story of PI 515 is still being written, says Nancy Marazzi.
Our hope one day is to build our own innovation center or get a space for innovation center. Because once we have that, then the kids know they have a place to come anytime to foster creativity.
She says local companies better take heed of the PI 515 graduates. They'll go off to college and return home, she says, filled with the skills and creativity sought by successful businesses. In Des Moines, I'm Rob Dillard, Iowa Public Radio News.